Hi, I'm Bobby Moynihan, and you've clicked play on our Earwolf Presents podcast. Welcome. Each week, you'll listen to a special episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, or even something completely original and brand new. Right now, you hear an episode of my show, Celebrity Sighting, with Jonathan Biting. In it, I interview my friend, Taron Killam, who plays Brad Pitt. You can hear more episodes of the show on Stitcher Premium. Enjoy. Morning, hello. Yes, good morning. Hello. Hello, everybody. And welcome to Celebrity Sightings with Jonathan Bitings. That's me. Clap with your hands. Clap with your feet. Clap with your friends wherever ye shall meet. It is 3:42 in the a.m. That's the morning for you brain dummies out there, and I don't know about you, but the day has fucking begun, and it is not waiting for anyone! Good morning, hello! Just helping myself to an ice-cold glass of Scrappy the Russian brand potato vodka, made from the best potato vodkas and the best potato vodkas in the land. Scrappy the Russian brand potato vodka is not an actual sponsor, just an alcohol I drink like water. Hammered. Once again, I am Jonathan Biting. I just fucking said it, so if you forgot already, you gotta get checked, pal. Please call me Jonathan and not John. We are not close. We are not friends. You all know me from my scandal. I was originally the host of Celebrity Biting with Jonathan Biting. Uh-oh! Fuck that one up. I went to jail for biting Kathy Bates on the top of the head immediately. While I was in this actual jail, I was like, that's on you, Jonathan. Probably shouldn't do that again, John. So I just changed the shit out of the name. Now it's Celebrity Sighting with Jonathan Biting, and here the fuck we are. Can you believe it? We're sighting celebrities everywhere. So if you see a celebrity, call in. But if you bit one, don't you put that phone down. Don't tell us, because we're legally not allowed to hear it. If you're a celebrity and you saw a celebrity while being a celebrity and you want to come over here and talk about that celebrity while you're being a celebrity, do it. Call up. It's the morning. We're getting ready to go. Good morning. This is our biggest get. Biggest get. To be honest, I am a little worried that we have peaked too soon. It's going to be hard to top this one. Actor. Producer. Handsome boy. Perfect face haver. And truly, most importantly, a father. Please welcome to your ears, the Brad Pitt. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brad Pitt is here. Can you believe this?
Mr. Biting.
Please call me Jonathan Biting. Please call me by my full name.
Gladly, Jonathan, my friend. Happy to be here.
Whoa! You're so cool sounding. You sound so much cooler than me already all the time.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your patience and understanding. I know you got up very early because I'm in a different time zone.
I'm always up at this time of day because I like to get hammered before the sun comes up.
Well, then it worked for both of us, but I appreciate you facilitating me. You're a kind man. You're a good man. That's why I said yes.
Oh, thank you. I like those sounds you throw in. You're crazy, Brad Pitt. Can I ask you something? Right off
Anything.
The bat, I gotta know. I thought I was gonna be a lot more nervous because you're so beautiful and like your face looks the way it does. Like, because when Wallace Shawn was here, I couldn't breathe. But like, I'm here now and I'm not gonna lie, I feel safe. I feel taken care of. You're a beautiful man, but I also feel like if something happens, if something goes down, we're safe. You can handle it.
Well, I appreciate that. As you said, I'm a father.
And, you are a father! The most important thing in the world to be!
I think there's something that comes with that, with looking after children, many children. Human beings. Different human beings, different needs, different wants.
Wow.
And it's your job to protect, to make feel safe, to make them feel safe, to achieve, to explore, to be themselves, bruh.
Wow. You're so much more than a pretty face. You actually had thoughts there for a minute. And they made sense when you strung them together. That's... Oh, do you get
Thank
that
you
a
Jonathan.
Lot?
Jonathan.
I like how you say my name when you're joking around.
Well, you know, expectations. We are in a business of perception. Being a celebrity is very different from being a human.
Tell
and
me
I
about it.
I happen to be both. Well, exactly. You know. I'm sure who you are at home, who you are with your friends, who you are with family, very different from who you are out in the world.
See, that's good to hear because I feel like if I... Oh, God bless you. I feel like if I was famous, I would just be, how do you say this? A fucking asshole all the time because, like... I see all I've done since the day I was born. I don't know if you know this about me. The moment I was born, my mother birthed me. I camped out and I saw Ed Begley Jr. And I snapped a pic. First thing that ever happened to me. Very first thing. So instant celebrity sighting. Instant. Ed Begley in the
And you were hooked.
Room.
From moment one. From, now, it's very interesting because with Eddie, it could have gone either way. You could have become a fame obsessed, celebrity obsessed, which you clearly are. Or
well, very.
You could have been a protector of the planet, my buddy Eddie.
Like Captain Planet?
Sort of. I like to think of Ed Begley Jr. as a real life Captain Planet.
I mean, sure, but let's be honest. If they were casting Captain Planet, Ed Begley Jr. wouldn't even be on the list. He's a tall, lanky man.
Well, and... I know you were a baby. I know it was day one. Also, I'd like to compliment you on your memory retention.
Yeah, this was almost 100 years ago, too. It doesn't really work out, but it does.
But sure.
Mathematically, it makes no sense, but in reality, it does.
Okay. Not sure what that means.
Me neither.
But Eddie is he's a protector of the planet. He's about green energy. He's about conservation. He's about making the world better than he left it. So I'm saying you had options from day one, you know, become obsessed with status, with fame, with recognition, or become obsessed with defending the planet. And the road you took led me to be here with you, so I have no regrets.
Me neither! Can you believe it? Seeing that Begley, seeing little Eddie Begley Jr., and now I'm here with the Brad Pitt. The only one. Can you believe?
The one and only. For better, for worse, the one and only.
So you get up in the morning and you're like, I lucked out.
Certainly a vast amount of circumstantial fortune for myself. Right place, right time. But also a lot of hard work. I studied. I persevered. A lot of rejection.
I mean, but honestly, no one cares about that shit.
A lot of yeses. Finding the difference between the two. But do I live in a nice house? Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to hear you complain ever, Brad Pitt, about anything, I assume. I feel like the second you complain, everyone just says, relax, Brad Pitt.
You know? Well, the problem is there's no point to complaining. People already know the shortcomings. People already, when people... are drawn to you when people are consumed with your goings on professionally, personally.
Yeah,
they're gonna know everything about you already. So the complaint just feels repetitive. It feels redundant.
Yeah, bless you. Are you under the weather? I'll digress. It's very hard to live your life as a Brad Pitt. I'm assuming. Does that like they just want to know everything about you? It's like. Good morning. What poops did you do, Brad Pitt? That's we care about that even. Like it's
I mean,
like they
I think
must.
That is the last frontier of protection that I have. Quite honestly,
your poops.
You know, the Brad Pitt's poops are for Brad Pitt alone, and barely at that. Not for lack of trying, but I do what I can to protect the last vestiges of privacy that I have because, as you said, you know, people want at it. Bah! So you hire security. I have plumbing security. I have garbage security.
Whoa,
I have
plumbing security. How elite.
Very important thing. You know, keep your pipes private.
Have you ever found, let me ask you a question here. Now we're getting into the brass tacks and I like it. And I will say, I don't know what brass tacks means. Have you ever been taking a poop? Have you ever been sitting on the toilet?
May I explain what brass tacks mean?
I mean, if you got the time.
I have plenty of time.
You seem a lot smarter than you should be. I just want to say that right away. Also, well, you seem like you want to prove it a little bit.
Listen, meeting expectations, surpassing expectations, subverting expectations. People look at you, they expect one thing. I like to keep them guessing. I like to deliver another. I have a lot of downtime. I have a lot of travel. I'm traveling. I'm on set. A lot of downtime. I'm a reader. I love architecture.
See, Dad,
and
I don't know.
That is why I know what brass tacks are. Brass tacks come down to the brass tacks used for flooring originally. When people say, let's get down to it, you got to get past the carpet. You got to get past the padding. You got to get down to the floorboards held in by brass tacks. Bah.
You're listed as a producer on Lego Masters. What the fuck is that?
Very
shit
proud
all
of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you seem it.
People know I have children. I like to say I'm a kid at heart myself. Legos.
That's a fun thing to say. You should say that.
I say it very frequently. I'll probably
is it
say
true?
It here. Well, I'm sort of a kid at heart.
So it's not true.
No, it's very much true.
It's false.
I think as a performer, as an actor, as an artist, you have to stay in touch with your inner child. If you have cynicism, if you're guarded and protected, if you're mature, if you're an adult and what the expectations of that are, you're out of touch with something. You're out of touch with honesty. And what Legos bring is honesty. Honesty in play, honesty in creativity, honesty in architecture, of which I am a fan. And those are the brass Lego tacks. Bah.
You gotta have honesty in architecture.
You gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
And I know that sounds silly, but if you walk by a house with false architecture, number one, it's not safe. Number two, it's not nice to look at. And number three, it's most likely haunted.
Wait a minute. So you know a lot of things, Brad Pitt. Everyone thinks you're just Jeffrey Goines from 12 Monkeys. Not true.
If I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
I like how you laugh, because you laugh like a younger white gentleman who looks probably nothing like you. You laugh like a frat boy. And I like that, because that means deep down inside, you're a piece of shit like the rest of us. And I like that. I like to know that.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've got your own piece of shitness, right, Jonathan?
Oh, like tons. I'm a piece of shit through and through. I 75, 100 years I've been alive. 75 years of those not in jail, 25 in jail. I am a piece of shit, let me tell you about it. But ever since I got out of jail, therapy and positivity has been helping me, and I'm doing a lot better. Not gonna lie. Feeling good. But still, yeah. I've done things I think about and care not to. Wish I could erase them.
Well, but you've done a lot of good, too. That's what I'm saying. It's about balance. It's about complexity. It's about shades of gray. It's about variation. I mean, when I met you in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a beautiful day.
At the wing eating competition.
Mm-hmm. I never miss it.
You donated all your proceeds to help sick pets.
Did I?
I thought that was the intention.
I'm not going to lie. I think that might have been an accident. I might have had wing sauce in my eyes or something, because I have never given away a penny, and I never will. I hate charity. I don't like helping people. My charity is me. You know, I'm here celebrity sighting for you guys. I'm out there every day going, oh, there's Halle Berry's foot.
But
you know,
that's
I'm
not
the
about
one
you.
Sighted.
That's about Halle Berry. So my question to you is, you know, first of all, I commend you on your vulnerable honesty.
Thank you, Brad Pitt.
Getting to the truth of what makes us tick and what makes us flawed is part of the human experience, I think.
This is almost like therapy. This is like, you should be a therapist. You should be a therapist. You could do anything, Brad Pitt.
You know, I thought about it for a very long time. Honestly, I did. I did 7 years in Tibet, and after the production of that, is very draining.
Yeah, that's something I'd like to talk to you about.
An eye-opening experience, and I thought, you know what? I've explored the world. I want to explore the human soul. But I found out even the best, even the greatest minds of our time, even the doctors upon doctors of therapy, don't make as much money as I do. So I said, bah!
And that was enough for you. You said that, and then it was all cleared up in your head from that sound.
Leave it to the experts, you know what I mean? Leave it to the experts, and as you said, I'm a very lucky man, so why waste those genetics?
Oh, Brad Pitt, you know how beautiful you are. Now, let me ask you a question. It's something that you brought up, which I'm glad you did, because I was quite honestly very shocked by this. This is a real fact. According to my computer, I did not a lot of research on, but it says here that you were banned from entering China because of your role in 7 years of Tibet. Care to explain that for the rest of your life? What happened
7 years in Tibet. 7 years in Tibet.
What did I say? What did I say?
7 years of Tibet.
Okay.
And Tibet
Tibet
has existed long before that, which is why I've been banned. None of my movies opened in China. None of them, except Cool World. Cool World to this day, only film of mine, of my vast body of work, allowed in China.
Cool World should be shown in bathroom stalls across the world. It should be shown anywhere people have peepers. It is a perfect, it is Roger Rabbit if Roger Rabbit was bad and weird.
That was the pitch.
No way!
Yep.
Well, then you knocked it out of the friggin' cartoon park, I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much. I sat down with my people very early on, coming off of a fresh, hot stint on Growing Pains. And they
I'm sorry, can you do me one favor just for the ladies out there?
I'll do you up to three.
Thank you. For the ladies and the men, who knows? Can you just say a hot stint again for them, please?
Yeah,
the way you
said that? So there I was on, a struggling actor, auditioning day in, day out, very few bites. And I hit it big. I got to work with little Cookie Cameron on a hot stint on Growing Pains, but...
Now, that's what they want to hear. It did sound like you threw up in your mouth at the end, but that's okay. And I also thought you said Cookie Cameron for a second. I got very excited that there was a sister I didn't know about.
My boy Jonathan likes a cookie.
I do. I love a cookie. Who doesn't love a cookie?
You.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's a cookie.
You.
Yeah.
You whispered when we were competing in that wing competition, do you remember what you told me?
I don't. I was face deep in ranch, so I don't remember anything but survive.
Before you got into that ranch, you leaned over, and I'll never forget this. You said, hey.
Yeah, I make that sound with my mouth a bunch.
I'm just going to picture the wings as cookies. And you went to town. You did, and you went to town. And I tried to follow your lead.
It's much easier that way.
Yeah. Sweet heat.
Because a cookie doesn't have bones.
Turn the heat to sweet. Yeah. I say it all the time.
Not a lot of cookies have bones.
I say, listen, I'm a kid at heart.
You were saying that a lot. I remember telling you.
And the secret of life is turning the heat to sweet. Duh.
You kept saying that, and I remember thinking, wow, I can't believe I'm in the middle of Michigan in a wing-eating contest with Brad Pitt, and he won't fucking stop saying this shit.
Yeah,
he's a weirdo.
Right. Well, after we met at the one in Missouri, and we continued on to Michigan, I said, this is kindred spirits. We're kindred spirits. This is clearly going to be a reoccurring interaction, which I do not mind. Bah! And I said, Mr. Biting, you've given me a gift. You've taught me to turn the heat into sweet. Bah!
So scary. Thought I actually got shot by a word there for a moment. Now, you were born in Shawnee, Oklahoma. That's a place.
Correct.
Does everyone in Shawnee share the same, like, amazing luck and stunning beauty as you?
It is
Or
known...
is it just, like, a bunch of ugly duds who just packed up and you just packed up and headed off to Hollywood?
Shawnee, Oklahoma, known as the Sweden of the Midwest. Because
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, no, well, actually, it's true. If you ever have the good fortune to drive through, or fly through, or ride through, or just meander through Shawnee, yeah. Oklahoma,
do they have trains? I take mostly trains.
If you're trekking through, stop there. Beautiful people, not spiritually. I'm talking about just pure vanity. Beautiful people, because there was a in the westward expansion, there was a trail of Swedes, kind of a Nordic conglomerate, if you will.
God. Trail of Swedes was my first improv team.
You do improv?
I used to when I was 75, young and spry.
You just went in and jumped there. I was part of an improv troupe.
What haven't you done, Brad Pitt?
Many hats. Many hats.
You okay? I get so... Okay. I get literally worried for you sometimes when you make...
No. Don't you worry about me, Jonathan. I've got everything going for me.
Yeah, you do. I gotta say, you have... Did you have a man witch today? Like something saucy? Let me ask you a question. You are the most famous thing anybody has ever seen.
Yep.
What is the most famous thing Brad Pitt has ever seen? You know, because you probably run in celebrity circles that, like, you know, maybe Illuminati around there, kind of, you know. But, like, what's the most famous thing Bradley Pitt has ever seen? I saw Eddie Murphy, Brett Ratner, and Tom Hanks on a mechanical bull in 2008.
That's tough to beat. The thing is, a lot of my heroes coming up, you know, your Steve McQueen's.
Oh, sure.
And your James Dean's.
Sure.
And anything that rhymed with Ian.
Yeah,
much,
it seems like
of.
It.
And
alliteration.
By the time that I'd sort of, you know, broken through or was achieving any, you know, middling level of success, unfortunately they'd passed on. So, in terms of real impressive interactions, for me, it comes down to more about what it meant to me, not what it means to the world. Sure, to the world, as you put it, I might be one of the most famous people ever. Whatever.
Bah. Oh, you don't care. And then you tried to scare a child at the end, it sounded like.
To me, the most famous person I ever met that I was very, very excited about was Norma Wien Denikin. Do you know who Norma is?
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think that's not a real person's name.
Norma Wien Denikin did wigs and hair for Miss Elizabeth Taylor, starting from before Cleopatra. And her, you know, torrid, very public affairs with Dick Burton.
Was there even life
afraid
before
of Virginia
Cleopatra?
Wolf. Well, yeah, I mean, she was in the original Black Beauty. She, you know, she was a starlet of TV and film far before Cleopatra. But she took a 36-year-old Liz Taylor from Cleopatra to Martha and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And that transformative experience is what made me want to be an actor today. That's why, if you notice, in every single role I've ever played,
yeah,
I have a different length of hair. But
oh, see, that's true. But I always thought that was just a natural passing of time and people's hair grows normally and you were just a human who got his hair cut in between films, but it was a choice.
Well, Jonathan, as you admitted to earlier, you clearly didn't do a ton of research.
No, I never do, and I don't have to admit to anything. It's my fucking show. I'll do what I want. Nothing to prepare. except some of this.
Slappy
the Russian
vodka
brand
there.
Potato vodka.
Yeah.
Made from the best potatoes and vodkas in the land. Slappy the Russian brand potato vodka, not a sponsor. Do you have a cold? When it's like, I get nervous that you're about to throw up a little bit.
It's a form of expression. It's onomatopoeia. It's past what words can say. You know, language is a man-made construct or human-made construct, I should say. Catching.
We're having a good time, Bradley Pitt. Now, can I ask you a question? I think it's, you know, we're only 25 minutes in, but I would be remiss if I didn't. And also, I think, you know, it's on everybody's brains. Do you still talk to Angie? Do you hate me bringing that up? Do you hate it? Is she mean? She looks cold and scary sometimes, but I just want to...
Angie will always be one of the loves of my life.
Oh. That's actually beautiful.
Paths converge, but they must also at times diverge. And that's kind of what it came to be. We were different people than when we met, and we were different people than when we were together, and now we're different, very different people from who we are in this present moment, but we're still co-parents, and I'll always respect her, I'll always love her, and quite honestly, I'll always have the hots for her, but...
Me too. And I was never married. No, I'm not lying. I had the hots for her. I will have sex with anything, as we all know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I
identify as wishy-washy, and my pronouns are I'm sorry, and I'm just trying.
Oh, so would you say that you have a sexual addiction?
Not anymore. I'm 100 years old. If I can literally wake up, then, like, that's my addiction is living
but
right now.
But at this point in your life, you would still have sex with anything.
Oh, yeah. I'll have sex with a cat. I mean, like, that's terrible, but, like, a cat, like, a human cat. Like, the cats from the movie Cats. I wouldn't have sex with an actual cat because that's nasty.
Sure.
And I never have had sex with an animal, but I also am not going to lie and say... I would judge you if you did that because sex is, you know, love is love. But I guess...
I would probably judge you. If someone had sex with a house cat, I think, unfortunately, I'd have to draw a hard line and be like, not cool.
Yeah, there was a guy named Dave in my high school that everyone said he fucked a cat. And nobody really hung out with that guy a bunch.
This was 100 years ago.
Yeah, back in high school, 100 years ago.
This is 100. This is the year 1921.
Well, close.
You're in high school.
Yeah.
You're a young, up and coming, celebrity obsessed Jonathan.
Yeah,
and
I was
a kid named Dave.
Yeah, we won't say his last name, but I will post it somewhere online.
Are you an avid online user? Do you have a large social media? Because I tried to find you after our two winging it in contests, and you don't have a huge online presence.
I do not. I'm afraid of the computer. I don't like people knowing any information about me. Most of the stuff I post is lies. And, yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid all the time of people and thoughts.
And yet you're driven to citing celebrities. So what is that about?
What is this? Celebrity sighting with Brad Pitt all of a sudden? He's interviewing me all of a sudden. Stop the presses because the presses have begun? Question mark? No. Yeah, I guess you could say, like, for me, it's about the rush. It's about hiding silently when no one can see you and being a little 100-year-old man in a bush. Just waiting and just knowing that the second I see a celebrity, I'm going to feel this rush of excitement. I'm going to snap a pic of that celeb. And also, I don't know if you know this about me, but I like to respect celebs. I've done this my whole life. And, you know, I'm working, but so are they. They're living their lives, so I don't like to bother them. I very rarely ask for an autograph. I abhor selfies. I don't like them. I don't think you should do them, but I do them. But I do them because you got to in this biz. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's about waking up and going, hey, you know what I don't have right now? A picture of Whoopi Goldberg at a Sbarro. And then later that day going, hey, do you know what I do have? A picture of Whoopi Goldberg at Sbarro.
Interesting. Right. That feels like you accomplished something. I mean, I got to hand it to you. What draws me to you, what connects me, what led me to say yes. A lot of my team were like, you're doing what with who? And I said, trust me, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, because Jonathan, that a lot. I was in jail for biting.
And I actually spoke to Kathy recently. and the way she put it to me, water under the bridge. That's what she said. I can't say that she seemed like she was completely over it.
We have a Bates update. You. There's water under the bridge, folks. She might come if we get her back on the season finale, Kathy Bates. Oh, my God. We thought Brad Pitt was good. Sorry, Brad. I got a little excited.
No, that's okay. That's all right. You know, I thought you might be excited about that. I was looking forward to passing that on. But, yeah.
Part of me is happy, and part of me wants to break her fucking neck for making me go to jail for 25 years for biting this bitch on the top of the head.
Well, friend to friend, I would not break her neck because it'll land you right back where you started from.
You're damn right. In the clink.
But Jonathan, what you do is very important to me in my life, you know, in sort of my existential crises. You know, I make money from people wanting to see me. You want to see me, which makes people excited to see me. Bah.
Bah is right.
You know,
you just blew my mind. It's true. If you really think about it, if there's no Jonathan Biting, is there a Brad Pitt? If a Jonathan Biting shits in the woods, does Brad Pitt see that shit?
No, but Brad Pitt hires plumber security to keep it private.
Oh, holy fucking balls. Ladies and gentlemen, Bradley Pitt is here. We're going to take a break because I got to drop a deuce, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Deuce dropped.
How'd it go? Everything
went
smoothly?
Fantastic. Yeah. It was like, it was very nice, actually. I sat down, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, am I done? And I was.
Ooh,
and that's called a secret poop, I like to call it.
Well, you're probably keeping those intestines nice and greased with that schlappy vodka.
Say it correctly, please. Slappy the Russian brand potato vodka, made with only the coldest vodkas and the dirtiest potatoes. Slappy the Russian brand potato vodka.
Keeps you regular, but...
It keeps you regular and drunk as a duck, I like to say. Let me ask you a question.
Please.
What is it like not looking horrible? Honestly, like... I look in the mirror and I have to stand on 11 books because I'm a very small man. I'm very tiny and I got weird hairs on my head. So I look strange. I'm like a walking joke of a man. I look like if somebody slapped Danny DeVito in the face and just said, "Get out of here, you weirdo." That's what I look like. But you must wake up every day, and it must be like looking into a puddle of unicorns or something. Like, because, like, do you ever...
You know,
this is crass, but have you ever jerked off to your own face? Like, I know that's weird.
Yes, of course.
Of
course.
I knew it. I would,
honestly, until this moment, did not know that that wasn't a thing that people did not do.
See, that's fascinating because you're so beautiful that you can't even fathom somebody not waking up and being like, well, time to toss one out to this face.
If I'm being honest, you know, it's not as conscious as that, right? It's more, this makes me feel, what I see makes me feel good. I want to feel more good.
Yeah, that's all anyone wants, I feel like, in life.
Right. So I'm so you've never tried it? Because you talk about, you're beautiful,
never.
I'm not.
Work.
You're handsome, I'm ugly. You've got a whole flowing head of hair that looks like a glorious lion's mane.
Yeah,
I've got
I look like a scared ball sack.
8 to 16 wiry gray hairs sticking out at strange ends. You walk down the street, people get excited. I stand on books. But I'm saying... Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt, you have to understand.
And if you can change your eye beholding, you won't mind beholding yourself once or twice in the morning.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I'm also, it's also not good to lie to yourself. It's also good to know that some people were put on this earth and they look a certain way, and then some people wake up and they got the shit end of the stick, but they could still sit in a bush and take a picture of the beautiful person.
But nothing is absolute, Jonathan. Nothing is absolute.
See, now you're talking
and there
like
are people
a, now you're
in
talking
the world
like
who look
Wars
at me,
person.
People in the world who look like me and are like, I don't like his face. I know this. I know that that is truth.
Yeah. Wow. So you're not in reality like I have been most of my life.
Wait, sorry, the double negative. I'm not in
reality.
I'm
sometimes
not, you,
yeah.
But you admitting you are not in reality means that you are aware of the reality you're not in. Yes?
Correct. Huh? Yeah, but that's why I can get away with doing whatever the fuck I want. I'm also 100 years
old. Well, tell that to Kathy Bates.
Well, that was a different time. That was a very different time.
25 years ago.
Correct. And I don't know about you.
Where was Kathy? She was coming off what? Fried green tomatoes?
She was coming off.
Or she would say fried green tomatoes.
That.
I'm certain you'll call it fried green tomatoes.
I don't understand. See, much like how you jerk off to your face, I have never not said it tomatoes. Okay.
I could have guessed.
What do you call it?
Tomatoes. Fried green tomatoes.
Bah. Oh, you call it tomatoes. Bah. Well, fuck you, Brad Pitt. I call it tomatoes. And that's
very
how
hostile.
I say it. And you're, yeah. You know what? It is
I'm
my
not
fucking
saying
show.
I have a problem
and I was
with it,
in
Jonathan.
Jail, Brad Pitt.
I'm not
and
saying
you come
I,
in here and you
for
tell
Biden,
me all
Kathy
this
Bates.
Is how, hey, I'm fucking talking, Brad Pitt. You come in here. Oh, you gotta. I'm beautiful and you gotta be. Fuck you,
you're
Brad Pitt.
You're the only one who's called
fuck
me beautiful.
Fuck you right in your beautiful
you're,
mouth.
You're putting
you
your
have
words.
Not a problem.
Not, you not have, only are you fucking my mouth, you're putting your words in my beautiful mouth.
I'll put my words in your brains. And you'll never forget him. I'm actually angry at you, Brad Pitt.
That terrifies me that I might be calling it vodka, tomato, just, you know, give me a...
English, motherfucker, use it. These are words.
I'm saying you're finding
vodka.
Hard R's where there are not. You're finding hard R's where there are not. Bah! Do you call it pasta?
Yeah, I do, Brad Pitt. Hey, if you're gonna get... First of all, you are lucky we are on Zoom right now, because if we were not, your throat would be in my asshole.
As long as there were plenty of books around.
This has taken a turn. An unexpected turn. You seemed extremely nice at all of these wing-eating contests that
my
we
friend,
see each other at across
friend,
America.
The
but
only
right
one
now,
who's turned it hostile is yourself. You
this is not Jeff,
me,
the Jeffrey Goins.
Three fingers pointing back at you. Bah.
This is not the Jeffrey Goins from 12 Monkeys that I have grown to love.
Or should I say three fingers? When you point a finger, there's three fingers pointed back at yourself, bah.
Don't force it. It's just Goins, okay?
Okay.
Brit.
Jonathan.
When you die.
Yes.
And you're probably going to have an inn, I'm guessing, like in heaven, I'm guessing. You'll probably have an inn. But do you think people will remember you for your brilliant and extensive acting career or those tight little buns you got there?
Hmm.
Because
I'd like to think,
a couple
honestly,
minutes ago, I would have said, like, I think they remember you for your acting. But now, after our battle.
Yes. Which I feel somehow closer to you now. Buh.
I have calmed down, and I don't want to go back to jail. I almost bit you, Brad Pitt. I almost got in my car.
Yes.
Came to your home.
Okay.
And bit you. But I have not. That feeling has subsided. I have done my deep breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Count out. I skip a couple numbers and add the 7 to confuse myself during meditation. It's a thing I do.
You know what I find very relaxing?
That
what helps
that?
Me kind of get calm, get centered?
What's that?
Listening to Rasta music. Or, as you may call it, Roster?
Okay. You had to bring it back. We were doing fine, and then you brought it back, and also racist.
How?
Brad Pitt saying that he listens to Rasta music sounds very racist somehow. I don't know why, but it seems it smells of white privilege.
Well, you clearly have not seen my performance in True Romance.
No. Oh, that's right. How do you talk about that now in interviews?
I say Quentin Tarantino wrote it.
Oh, and he can do whatever he wants. Little dirty feet boy.
He's the Jonathan Biden of filmmaking. He can
really
do whatever
is.
He wants and get away with it.
Except he's like a big Frankenstein of a man with a
Except
giant head.
Where you bit Kathy Bates, he crashed Uma Thurman.
Correct. I never made. I just want to point this out. I may have climbed up Kathy Bates and bitten her on the crown of her skull, but
yes.
I never forced her to do anything dangerous in a moving vehicle.
That
Not
is
once.
True. That is true.
I did take several pictures of her feet, but for many different reasons.
Now, let me
Not
ask you, you mentioned
feet.
Earlier that you prefer to be in a bush when you take these pictures.
Yeah, I like but a traditional bush.
What happens when you're indoors, buh?
I'm very rarely indoors for a sighting. If I'm indoors, that means... You did something, and I'm in your house now. That
right.
you really
I sort of, well. I noticed you're kind of in a screen porch area right now.
Yeah, I'm in my little screened porch area because you know it's the morning. The sun hasn't even risen yet, and Thank you also, by the way, for doing this so early.
Yeah, but, happy to. Well, I'm in Nice, so I'm in a different time zone, but...
Oh, the place. I thought you meant like your niece, and I was about to say, there it is. I knew something was weird about
it. I have an insatiable hunger, but nowhere half as close to yours. Let's just say Mr. Mistopheles is safe around me, but...
I see what you're saying around here. I love a Mistopheles reference. I love it. Let me ask you a question. So when you die, do you think... your heaven will be nicer because you're Brad Pitt? Or do you think you'll be put in Jonathan Biting heaven with the uglies, with the duds?
I mean, I'll probably be okay. You know?
Next question! Can you name a celebrity that you were actually starstruck to meet? Like you saw a celebrity maybe from your childhood. Like I remember when I was a baby boy, I saw Al Bundy, the real Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill.
That's great, Ed. I love Modern Family. Huge, huge fan of Modern Family. Watching with the fam. Bleh. Oh, you don't know Modern Family?
I'm not. That might have been during my jail days. Yeah.
Go to Hulu. Go to Hulu, sign on. Binge.
I like how you say Hulu.
Hulu.
You're like a newborn infant, and every time you make that sound, I assume half an ounce of peaches just rolled out onto your chest. You like the party. You know what it's like. Oop. Brad Pitt. Oh. Sorry. See, when you make that sound, it makes me want to get... We'll be right back. And we're back. Celebrity Sounds with Jonathan Biting. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Talking to the Brad Pitt. You know him from producing Lego Masters, and that's it.
Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray.
That's the person I was most excited to meet.
Shut your mouth.
Mr. Flubber himself. Let's just say I wish there was a third son.
So you prefer his flubber over Robin Williams? That's a bold statement.
Can I be honest with you?
I would hope that you would always be.
I don't know that I knew there was a Robin Williams flubber.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Really?
I think we're done here. How could you not know that there was a Robin... not knowing there was a Robin Williams flubber? That's like saying, hey, I didn't know mountains were big ass
honestly,
rocks.
Honestly, Jonathan, everything after Interview with a Vampire is a bit of a blur. I sort of ooh, tapped out. I disconnected from pop culture until I started having children of my own. And they kind of pulled me back in.
What happened there? What during the Vampire? What happened that changed your brain so much? Was it Tommy Cruise? Did he get to you? Bleh.
The hardest working man in showbiz. It was the jet propulsion of stardom that I was on. We went from Interview with a Vampire. We did Legends of the Fall. We went right into Seven, Fight Club, 12 Monkeys, and then
that was long hair, Brad Pitt, like beautiful, sexy symbol, like cover of a novel, Brad Pitt, and then all of a sudden, Seven,
what am I now,
Brad
chopped
Pitt.
Liver?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. A Budweiser frog just came out of your mouth and landed on the ground. And there's his buddy. Have you ever, because what I do is? This often, have you ever just gone back and Googled the premiere of Interview with a Vampire and just seen the clothing that you and Tommy Cruise and all those guys thought it was appropriate
to wear? Well,
here's the thing.
Tom Cruise didn't tell me you dress up for a premiere.
Why would he? That's not his job.
He said, well, you know, he was already a movie star and I'm looking to him as a mentor. And I go, Tommy, you're going to be at the premiere? And he goes, of course. And I say, great.
He did not say that. You added that. Tommy Cruise don't make that sound. Tommy Cruise doesn't say, hi, I'm a Top Gun. Blip.
He said, wear something you'll be comfortable in. And I took that to heart. So I wore a white denim jacket, an 18-year-old t-shirt, and many, many necklaces. Bah.
Many. All the necklaces from that year. If you were to time travel, if you were to build a time machine, travel to that year, the first thing you would do is say, where are all the fucking necklaces in this time period? And they would be around Bradley Pitt's neck, I'll tell you that, because that guy loved the necklace in that time period.
Got to accessorize.
Also, white denim. Way to go.
White denim. Crisp. The crispest white denim. Bah.
Crisp. That was my second improv team.
Crispest white
Hello,
denim.
We are crispest white denim. All we need to get started is your fucking wallet. And then we would steal their money, because we were thieves and also improvisers.
My first improv troupe was called Dirty Potatoes.
I like it. That sounds like an ingredient for an alcohol. Speaking of which, Russian brand potato vodkas. Only the finest potato vodkas in the land. If it's not Slappy the Russian, it's just hot water, is their catchphrase. Not a sponsor. Back to the program. When you were in Interview with a Vampire, did you yourself interview any real vampires to get into character?
Several. Yes.
I'm guessing this was at night.
It had to be at night. Couldn't have done it from a screen porch. Let me tell you that.
Absolutely not. They would have burst in the vampire.
Unless it was that time of day. Unless it was that time of day.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
I hate that sound.
I would say what I learned most about the culture of vampires, their existence, is yes, they drink blood to provide for their eternal youth. Yes, they are technically the living dead.
Yeah.
But also, at heart, they are huge collectors of art. They have sustained the art community for thousands of years.
Oh, because they're fancy.
They're fancy. They have a top shelf sensibility of tastes for art. And think of all the statues, oil paintings, tapestries that have preserved inside of a big scary castle. Bah.
Yeah, you can't be a vampire and have a poster in your house.
No, it does not work.
I feel like other vampires would come over, or Frankensteins would come over, and they would be like, oh boy, a little tacky. Although, if I was to get a birthday present from a monster, like a Zambi or a Frankenstein or a Wolfman, I think now I would want to get the gift from a Dracula, because Draculas have the best gift-giving abilities, because they're the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wealthy?
Are they generous? Wealthy? Do you think vampire? I never actually thought of how monsters would make money in general. Do vampires, like, well, they have to be wealthy. They all have mansions. None of them live in one bedrooms, like two-story walk-ups.
There's no studio vampires. It's true.
No, that's true.
I would have to say the only other monster.
Studio vampires was my third improv team.
Wealthier than vampires is probably a creature from the Black Lagoon. Just they have access to all the, think of all the sunken treasure and you know,
the
fancy silverware from the Titanic and what have you. Bah.
Yeah. That's fun. I don't really put the creature from the Black Lagoon in the same category as the regular Universal monsters, but it seems like a bit of a Hawkeye situation, you know?
Sure.
Like, he's not the coolest Avenger.
He has to, but still there. He'll never get his own standalone, but if he's patient and plays his cards right, he'll have a streaming series 3 years down the road. But
yeah, which is really about his daughter, and he did like 4 days.
Right.
Yeah. Poor creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Also, his face sucks.
Sure. Well, you can relate, I suppose, based on how you've described yourself.
Hey, fuck based you, on Brad how you've, Pitt. You know what? I can.
I can never I find can the line relate. With you, Jonathan.
I would
I can
look
never find the line.
Because it moves constantly to my whim. I could sit there and look across the room and see the Black Lagoon creature and say, hey, pal, wink, wink, I get it. And I would feel comfortable, and so would he. And then you would walk in, and he would go, well, there goes my prospects for the evening. And I would say, get back in your lagoon. You're just a fish man like me. I'm going to go back to my lagoon, which is a bush outside of Jerry O'Connell's house. Yeah, I get bitter sometimes when it comes to people who have it better. But you know what? Honestly, ever since being out of jail and starting therapy, I'm great.
You seem
I'm
great.
I'm doing good.
Hey, based off of this conversation, you seem like $1 million bucks. And nobody knows $1 million bucks better than Brad Pitt.
How much money do you have currently? I know that's a terrible thing to ask somebody, but fuck it. How much money are
you
worth?
On my person? Oh, my net worth. My net worth.
If you had to keep all your money but a dollar, what would that money amount be?
Let me put it to you this way. I was doing very well before I started producing Lego Masters. Post Lego Masters, the checks write themselves. Bleh. Money
that
printing
is,
machine. Bleh.
That is the most fucking badass sentence ever said in the history of sentences.
Thank you, my friend.
I never would have thought that Lego Masters was the thing that would have put Bradley Pitt over the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was, now listen, I was living in a certain lifestyle, right? So certainly, my holdings were upper class, we'll say, you know, but it was still check to check. You know what I mean? You don't sign up for a World War Z because you love the character, right?
Yeah, why did you do that?
That's a bill paying job. We all have them. We all need them. Even Bradley Pitt got to do a job for the check. And that was my World War Z.
Sometimes
but since Lego Masters, Daddy is sitting back slapping down the slappy Russian vodka.
It's Scrappy the Russian potato vodka. Endorsed completely by Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt loves Scrappy the Russian brand potato vodka.
It's the only Russian brand potato vodka for me. But
the only vodka with a little bit of dirt in it. Slappy the Russian brand potato vodka, not a sponsor.
You got a message?
I got a message. It was from Johnny Knoxville from Jackass.
Is he next?
Says, hi. He says hi.
I love those
Remember
guys.
Remember when you were on the Jackass and you got kidnapped?
I love a prank.
I always enjoyed that. I always thought that was cool of you that you went. I know I'm super famous and beautiful, but I'm going to let them throw me in a van and hurt me.
At my core, I'm still a good old boy from Shikuni, Oklahoma.
Wait. Celebrity sighting story. One time I was standing online at a movie theater, and much like you in the Jackass movie when you got kidnapped, B.D. Wong was there.
Big Father of the Bride fan.
Oh, Jurassic Pork, that gentleman. B.D. Wong standing in line in front of me. I'm standing there, skin crawling off of my face because I'm going, does nobody see this B.D. Wong? And he is just looking down at his phone. And it wasn't even it was like a cell phone, but an early cell phone, like a BlackBerry. And he was, and then a van pulls up, door opens, hand to God, Al Roker, in a ski mask. I could tell it was him from the eyes, those puppy dog eyes. Grabs B.D. Wong by the scruff of his coat, drags him into the van, drives away. B.D. Wong kidnapped by Al Roker. Snapped a pic. No one. I look in the news 4 days, not in the newspapers, nowhere, never to be seen. The next time I see him is on screen in Jurassic World. He seems fine, so I let it go.
Yeah.
Celebrity sighting story, real quick.
I love it. Yeah, that's not unheard of in the world of celebrities. We like to razz each other. We like to abscond with each other from time to time.
Yeah, and, you're a prankster.
I love a prank.
You love a prank.
Not as good as my buddy George.
I can't hold
a candle to my buddy George. But you can't
say the word prank in Hollywood without immediately being reminded that that unsufferable fucking bastard, George Clooney, has
you
everything and likes to make your life worse by pranking you.
What a son of a bitch
that Clooney.
Oh, he's a hell of a guy. This is a true story.
Oh. Clooney story. Step back. Shoot it.
This is hand to God a true story, and you can take it for as meta as you want to be.
Okay.
But George Clooney.
This is going to be great.
George Clooney has a group of friends that he's been buddies with since he was a struggling actor. And he would gift them, they would do a gathering once a year, and he would gift them different things, Vespas or fancy jackets, or white denim jackets. And
rich white people shit.
Rich white people shit. And one year, he gave each of his friends $1 million.
I saw this. I saw this on the computers.
And he said, do with it what you will. And then he sort of passively shamed them, saying, I had to spend more money in taxes to be able to give away $1 million cash to each of you.
Isn't that fucking rude? Also, like, ruin their lives. Put them in a new tax bracket. They got people calling them, haven't talked to them in fucking years. Every ex-boyfriend and girlfriend coming out of the woodwork trying to get that mill.
Yeah, go back to Lake Comer, George Clooney.
You don't give a horse a fish. You teach a horse how to fish for money. That's the phrase.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that phrase. You can't teach a horse how to fish for money. You got to bring that horse over to the lake and say, hey, George Clooney has pranked you, horse.
And now you're glue.
That's the phrase. Now you're glue.
This has been a great, great time, Jonathan.
I think this is the place to end. I think we end on a dead horse.
Do we beat it down?
We beat this dead horse into the ground. We took a picture of it and we put it on the internet for
everyone. Did you get what you wanted out of this, Jonathan? I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, no.
I was hoping you would have a lot more stories. I was hoping you would have a story about Tony Todd, the candy man.
Yeah, sure.
I've never seen him and I want somebody to have a story about seeing him in real life.
Yeah, I saw him once at a car wash.
Shut up! Now my dream has come true. This is how you end the show. Tony Todd sighting. Shoot it. What happened? What was he doing?
He drove a very practical Audi.
Of course he did.
Silver. Seemed to take out some cash. I think he tipped a fiver and off he was.
Respectable.
No snacks purchased from the little store.
Did any
no
bees
snacks.
Fly out of his mouth? Or am I confusing movies? Was that Michael Clark Duncan?
Is there two
movies where giant gentlemen spit bees out of their mouth?
Candyman and
the
Green Mile.
And the Green Candy.
And maybe
Man.
The Wicker Man? Maybe Nicky Cage and the Wicker Man remake? Although they fly in first and then fly out.
He spit up a bunch of... Sorry, I just spit up a bunch of bees.
Me too.
We're spitting up bees. What? Oh boy. Okay. It's time. I've had too much fun. Okay. We're spitting up bees here. Celebrity sighting with Jonathan Biting. Brad Pitt, thank you for being such a beautiful man.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm sorry that my face
looks the way it was. Open up bees over here. The celebrity anus of the week is Brad Pitt for being so beautiful. Oh, I'm spitting up bees. Thank you for listening. Good morning. Goodbye, bees.